Ryan and Trisha on this Wednesday morning. And here's a cool story about this customer that went into a coffee shop in Louisville recently. And this customer, he just went in and said, here's $1,000. He wrote a check and said he wanted to cover everybody's coffee for that day. I don't know how, or, you know, for $1,000 worth of coffee. I don't know if that's a day's worth or not. And he says that he goes in there and he enjoys coffee there. He works, you know, does some work there while he's drinking his coffee. And so he just wanted to pay it forward. And then he came back later in the day to see how everything was going. And they said it was great. And so he gave him another $1,500.
That's a beautiful story.
I love it because this is something that we highlight so many of the things, negative things that people do. And I want to take an opportunity again to highlight something wonderful that somebody has done. You know, yeah, it's not necessarily a need to have coffee. For some people, they think it is. But, you know, it's not essential. But this act of kindness was just so awesome. And I just think that, you know, we should appreciate things. I was in the drive-thru the other day, and it was at a fast food restaurant. And the person who was taking the money was the sweetest person. And it was, she didn't do anything unusual. She didn't, you know, it was just a normal situation. And she was just being herself. She was just so kind. And so I told her, you know, thank you. Thank you for being nice and thank you for what you're doing. And I think those little gestures, you know, if we can do that, that may highlight somebody's day. That may, you know, help somebody through a tough time. So I think if we all just do something kind at least once a day, let's do it.
Then we might not have $1,500 or $1,000, but you can do something small.
Right. You know, it doesn't take money to be nice.
No.
So just do something kind for somebody.
Kindness is free.
It is.